Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Terry Jones back on the show. Terry's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last 8 years or so. He's the founder of Travelocity.com. Yeah, that one. Also, Kayak.com. He's the author of Disruption Off. And that's his new book. And he's our good friend Terry Jones. Welcome back.
Great to be with you.
Folks, and Terry has been one of the pioneers in the internet world, blazing a trail with a number of different platforms, and we love turning to him for his perspective and wisdom. Terry, we're just in the point of transitioning from mid-pandemic to post-pandemic, an era coming up that I'm calling the new regular. I refuse to use the word normal. As you may know, I've been writing a lot about the new regular. And in the new regular, what we're finding as we emerge into it, as I've been trying to point out to people, whatever you remember about normal in January, February of 2020, none of that is going to be very familiar. All that stuff is going to be pretty much in the rearview mirror. There's going to be a whole new world ahead of us, and some things have happened in the meantime that we might have missed. And you've been thinking a lot about that, haven't you?
I have. You know, I'm also a public speaker and an author, as you said, and I'm always talking about disruptions. And I was thinking about the song in the wonderful play Hamilton, where Jefferson comes back from 7 years in France, and the song's called What I Missed. What did I miss in the last 7 years? And so I thought, well, I should go look at that in relation to COVID. So take energy, for example, in our largest industry, cars. So GM announces no more internal combustion engines after 2035. They're done with them. Many other car companies said the same thing. At the same time, Shell says, we've pumped the most oil we've ever going to pump. Mm-hmm. We're going down. Oil will be pumping less, and we're installing 50,000 electric car chargers.
They call that a couple peak, more. They call that
Tesla.
Peak oil.
Peak oil, you're right. Tesla says they're launching a major car insurance company. And instead of having actuaries, those guys who look at all the data, actuarial data, it's going to be based on actual data. Because, of course, their cars are full of sensors.
Right.
And Tesla, of course, is now worth more than the top five car companies combined. And it was announced that building renewable energy plants, either wind or solar, is cheaper than running coal plants.
Mm-hmm.
So put all that together around energy. Boom. Okay. That is a huge impact to the energy sector, to obviously the auto sector, how we build cars, how we maintain cars, how we fuel cars, how we insure cars. You know, if your business relates to the automotive industry or the energy industry, it's going to change.
Well, and
we know
thing,
how
the
yet?
Thing
no.
The thing to remember about that is not just, you know, when you talk about these things, you have to be careful talking about specific things and spend more time talking about the implications, what's causing this,
right.
What's adding to it. For example, you know, we don't have cars because we like sheet metal. We have cars because it contributes to our lifestyle. And so
yeah,
if our lifestyle changes, you know, one of the things one of my futurist presentations, I have a question that I ask the audience, what's the future of cars? And people will say electric, self-driving, that kind of thing. And I say, well, what about no cars? What if the future of cars is no cars? And,
right.
That's the way you have to think about these things. But go ahead. I just want to, you know, help remember.
No,
folks.
I think that's absolutely right, because you can't, you know, predicting the future based on one data point doesn't work very well. But if you see a whole lot of things changing in an area, so
well, look
so
what
take
the pandemic.
The
look how the pandemic contributed to this. I mean, there are people who are working from home right now who are never going to go back to the office. Their car paradigm changed this year.
30% of people probably won't go back.
Yep.
Travel, business travel, going to be down 35%. If you talk to the chairman of airlines like I do, they say, look, the only way we're going to get back to the same level of business travel we did in 2019 is when we just grow out of it. In other words, the economy grows, we get more people.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, a lot of those visits have just gone. I had a phone call the other day, and I was shocked because I don't get phone calls anymore. I only get Zooms, right? and you know, everything's a Zoom. But telehealth was 40% of health visits.
Yeah.
Now,
oh,
that'll
yeah.
go down, but still.
Absolutely. Hold on to that thought.
The FAA.
That's something to come back and talk about when we come back a little bit, is the health, the future of health.
All right.
And the implications of that. Quick break, right back with Terry Jones. I'm Jim Blasingame. His book is called Disruption Off. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.